Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
But today, in just a few hours, voters will start casting ballots in Montana and South Dakota. That would be Democrats voting in the primary there. Regardless of the outcome, though, most political observers think Senator Barack Obama will have enough delegates soon to win the nomination. Nevertheless, Senator Hillary Clinton is fighting on, and our own political director, Andrea Bernstein, just got off Clinton's press plane, and we mean literally within the last, like, 90 minutes or so, after stumping
with the
candidate in South Dakota. And, Andrea, you say it was a strong finish out there for the senator in the Great Plains.
It was. There were a few incidents. She got the name of a mayor wrong. She had a few frogs in her throat, and Chelsea Clinton had to take over for her. But
I think we actually have a bit of a tape. Senator Clinton. Throat frog tape, and I'm not giving the right direction here on which.
And I think on the economy particularly, it's important that we emphasize clean energy, excuse me. Like water, yes, clean water.
Oh, that's
embarrassing. We also need health care.
So what happened is she handed the mic over to her daughter, Chelsea, and Chelsea took over and talked in the same hair-splitting detail that Hillary Clinton does about health care policy, Medicare Part D, energy policy, infrastructure, until Hillary Clinton had regained her voice and came back.
That's exactly why our undecided voter, Sonia, is like so hot on Hillary, because she's so tenacious.
But everything to admire about the way that she just continues and continues and continues.
She will not give up. And, you know, people that were coming out yesterday, it was so interesting because in many ways it felt just like Iowa. It looked like Iowa. It's right next to Iowa. And yet it is all these months later. But there's the same sense in South Dakota of voters actually having a choice. Now, of course, she was speaking on two levels. She was speaking to the voters, and she was also speaking to the superdelegates. And this is one of the things that she said to the superdelegates in the course of the day.
So here's the case that I'll be making over the coming days. We have won the popular vote, which best represents the will of the people. More people have voted for me than any other candidate in the history of presidential primaries.
Fuzzy math there.
But the bottom line, though, is that there are certainly signs today that her campaign is not going to continue. It's been reported that her campaign staff has been told to invite all of her major donors to New York today for a major speech. There's nothing on her calendar after tomorrow morning. And
the fact that you're here is a sign.
Fill in the list for us, Andrea.
Yes, here I am while Bill and Chelsea are in Chappaqua. They're pushing back strongly, and they're saying, you know, this means nothing. The reason our staff has been told to come here to go home is because the primaries are over. We have no more primaries for them. This is a natural pause. Their cell phones are on. But clearly, there is some reckoning to come on, because as well as she's done, as many votes as she's gotten, as much money as she's raised, Barack Obama has more in all of those categories. And even the popular vote, which is, you know, depends really how you add up the math.
Depends on Michigan,
it's impossible to do. But they're going to be counting delegates. But she's been quite clear that she's going to wait until those 200-some-odd superdelegates have made it absolutely clear where they're going before she makes any decision in this.
And that might happen this week, at least according to some of the reporting, including some of that from the New York Times, where they're talking about so far uncommitted superdelegates, perhaps in the next 48 hours after folks vote today in Montana and South Dakota, rallying to Obama's side. And we do know that he doesn't need much more than just under 50 delegates, and there's somewhere around 150 or more who are uncommitted. So he needs a third of the uncommitted superdelegates out there.
The Clinton people are hoping, obviously, for lightning to strike and some upsets today, particularly an upset in South Dakota. That's why they were there. I mean, campaigning to the very minute until 11 o'clock at night.
But she's not here. She's not there today,
which is very interesting. She isn't there today, but I don't read too much into that because her election days have been typically pretty light.
She's dropping dead.
But nevertheless, she's out trying to get the superdelegates, but all signs point to this being wrapped up within a few days. If not today, probably not today, and possibly not tomorrow. Thursday is the anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, and there's some feeling that that would be a sort of tasteless day to get out of the race. So there is some sense that Friday is the day that people are looking at, if that happens.
Hopefully we won't have Terry McAuliffe on the Sunday show saying we're going to convince the superdelegates to change their votes. Andrea, I have a quick question for you. What's your favorite cover song?
My favorite cover song. Oh my gosh, I'm frozen with that.
Well, you can think about it because we had the most amazing responses.
The director of marketing
from the New York Philharmonic says the best cover is Frank Zappa's reggae version of Stairway to Heaven. That's David Snead. That is true. That is a fantastic one.
That is a good one.
I'm going to get back to you in the 8 o'clock hour.
Here's another classic. Somebody, where are they from?
Well, how about
Chris Taylor. Joe Cocker's cover of Little Help from My Friends. That's a fantastic cover.
How about Avram from Nyack saying the band Gomez playing Getting Better All the Time by the Beatles? And he thought it might even have been a VW commercial. Do you recall hearing that as a Volkswagen commercial?
Antonio says, I heard it through the grapevine, Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's a great one.
I don't think it's my favorite, but I do like David Cook's version of Billie Jean better than the original.
Oh.
Better than the original of Michael Jackson?
That's a good one. We also had a response to our undecided superdelegate congressman. It's interesting to hear that the superdelegate on your show claims that he does not want the superdelegates to be the final word in the primary. In a New York Times article, Geraldine Ferraro, involved in founding the institution of superdelegates, explained that it is indeed their duty to decide the primary election. So much for his preference.
Well, in a close election, that is the point, right, Andrea? That's what superdelegates are there for, to make the decision, the ultimate decision.
So many people that I met in South Dakota interestingly said, I agree with Geraldine Ferraro. Now, what are the odds of that?
Agreeing with her.
The power elite should decide. Well, Jack, the Martini Cowboy Grace, has Bo Diddley'd us through this hour. Thank you very much. We're talking politics, and in honor of Bo Diddley, we want to know what songs you love that have been covered by other artists. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein, who's with us. She's been following the Clinton campaign, where everyone's asking, is she in or out? Andrea's blogging at thetakeaway.org.
We're on YouTube, iTunes, and Facebook, along with Bo Diddley, who's all over YouTube. Join the discussion any way you like, because this, thank you, Jack, is The Takeaway.